Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Folks, no one can deny we have a climate crisis.
It's scary, as horrifying, as bizarre, and just over the top as reality is. Words cannot describe this concerted psychotic attack on humanity.
We're undergoing a soft coup. One Health is a concept that was created to enable the WHO, with these documents, to take over jurisdiction of everything in the world by saying that climate change, animals, plants, water systems, ecosystems are all central to health. Also embedded in this concept is a peculiar notion that humans are no longer of greater value than animals.
The climate crisis is a health crisis, and climate solutions are health solutions. Renewable energy, healthy and sustainable food systems, and healthy and green cities. Ultimately, the COVID-19 pandemic shows that we're one humanity, sharing one planet and one health.
And the next level gaslighting that goes on.
People traveling to these countries really need to think that this could be the future of European summers, that Europe is the fastest warming continent right now.
When I say gaslighting, I mean that figuratively, also very seriously, in the real world.
Anybody who honestly believes climate change is not a serious problem.
Agriculture contributes about 33% of all the emissions of the world, and we can't get to net zero. We don't get this job done unless agriculture is front and center as part of the solution.
Not just the term gaslighting, meaning lying to somebody and telling them that you're pissing on them, but really it's raining.
Sure, there's an old saying, to the victors belong the spoils.
There's another old saying, Senator. Don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining.
They're literally banning our gas stoves and gaslighting us.
How about shower heads, air conditioners, toilet flushing, light bulbs, washers and dryers, dishwashers, refrigerators, gas cars and trucks, coal-fired pizza ovens, and microwaves? That's just for starters. Joe Biden wants to take them away from us. All in the name of climate change.
You have all these environmental problems that are so profound, they're hard to deny. And people are seeing them now, along with extreme superstorms and droughts. That's why I took the most aggressive action ever in all of history in any country to take on the climate crisis by lowering your home energy bills. We've now gotten to the point where it's cheaper to generate electricity from wind and solar than it is from coal and or fossil fuels.
The era of global warming has ended. The era of global boiling has arrived. Air is unbreathable. The heat is unbearable. And the level of fossil fuel profits and climate inaction is unacceptable.
And the UN says it's bad, so we got to ban them. And polar bears are all dying. They can't swim. We got to ban them.
She struggles on.
Arctic polar bears are facing near extinction by the end of the century if the sea ice they depend on continues to disappear. That's the stark warning from a new study looking at the long-term future of the bears as greenhouse gas emissions contribute to the melting of the bears' frozen hunting grounds.
Polar bear numbers, the biggest ever recorded. It's the farthest swimming, fastest swimming land animal. They routinely swim 200 miles to hunt in the summer on ice floes. But they show you an image of a polar bear hunting up on top of an ice floe and say, look, it's the last piece of ice. He'll soon drown. He can't swim. The Epoch Times is reporting it's official federal filing. Biden administration rule their filing will ban nearly all portable gas powered generators. Smaller gas generators would have to cut carbon monoxide emissions by 50%, and large generators would have to cut emissions by 95%. Nearly all models currently available are expected to not be able to comply with the new standard. Is it that funny they created a standard nobody can comply with? And because a microscopic amount of carbon monoxide is put off by a gas stove, it's not the cleanest thing there is, but there's just a microscopic amount, that's banned too. has hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more, because that's who we're getting it from. Made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already the lowest price, not even a lower price. Rebel Zen. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all.
And now, honored to be joined by the great Judge Napolitano with what has emerged now, his YouTube channel, as one of the most informative YouTube channels out there. I'm surprised they still let you tell the truth over there, Judge Napolitano. But joining me today to discuss the latest revelations in the Biden crime family, get into Donald Trump's potential legal woes in the future as well, Judge Napolitano. Let's start with yesterday. Now they're telling us that we knew all along Joe Biden was talking to Hunter Biden's business associates, even though he denied it, the media denied it. Now they say they knew all along, Judge, but they were just selling the illusion of influence. Judge, how does that hold up in a courtroom?
Well, I mean, it depends what Joe. First of all, Owen, it's always a pleasure to be on with you, my dear friend, and deeply grateful for the time we can spend together, as always. And thanks for your kind words about my podcast, Judging Freedom. How would this hold up in a courtroom? It depends on what the charge is. I think yesterday, or whatever leaked out from yesterday, well, here's a little bit of background. This fellow, Devin Archer, a former partner of Hunter Biden and Confederate with the Biden family, refused to be interviewed by investigators. Now, when you refuse to be interviewed by investigators, you have every right to decline to chat with them, and you receive the subpoena, they're going to interrogate you in secret because they don't know what you're going to say and they don't want to be embarrassed. So the interrogation yesterday was the first time any members of the House committee, Republicans or Democrats, had heard him say anything. I think the Republicans overpromised, and Mr. Archer under-delivered, because the best he could say about Joe Biden was that whenever Hunter needed some sort of boost to his credibility, he picked up the phone and called the Vice President of the United States, who happens to be his father, who basically talked to him about the weather. So to the question, did Joe Biden discuss the business deals that Hunter was offering with the people from Burisma in your presence? No, he did not. So that's not exactly what the Republicans expected. On the other hand, as you just pointed out, the president has said many, many times he never discusses his son's business dealings with him and has never discussed it. And we now know from testimony under oath that there were many, many phone calls that the son had immediate access to the father while he was the sitting working full-time vice president of the United States, just to sort of say, yeah, I'm his dad, I'm here, he's a good guy, the weather's nice, goodbye. So this is like Billy Carter selling Billy beer, or what's his name? It's Trump's son-in-law borrowing money from the Saudis on the basis of the credibility of his father-in-law. People using the names of others in power with whom they happen to be related in order to sell a product. Is there a crime here? On the basis of what leaked out yesterday, there does not appear to be a crime with Joe, unless the money Hunter made went to Joe and he didn't report it on his income tax returns, or unless Joe performed some governmental favor, which Hunter was able to barter or bargain away. That's what the Republicans are looking for.
Now, if we were to go into the details, we would say the best examples might be the Moscow mayor's wife that avoided sanctions after sending the millions to the Bidens, or perhaps with the Burisma deal when Burisma was getting investigated by the Ukrainian prosecutor. Joe Biden says, you're not going to get the foreign aid unless he's fired. Son of a bitch, he gets fired. Is that the evidence they need, or do they need more evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that that's what happened?
Okay, great question. It depends on what they want to do. If they're looking at evidence of crimes to send to the Justice Department, well, first to publicize and then send to the Justice Department and pressure the DOJ to appoint a special counsel, they are hopelessly out of date. Because the statute of limitations on bribery is 5 years. Now, the statute of limitations on income tax fraud is 20 years. So if they're looking for evidence of crime, they need to ship it to a federal prosecutor. There are still some federal prosecutors around who are intellectually honest. One of the chairs of one of the House subcommittees wrote a letter to the trial judge in Hunter Biden's case saying, we have some things you should know about. And she basically said, don't tell me. Congress can't interfere with this. If you have evidence of criminality about this defendant, send it to the prosecutor and they'll decide what to do with it. On the other hand, if they're looking for evidence to impeach him with, it would be nearly impossible to impeach him now for something he didn't do while he was the president of the United States. So it's almost as if Joe and company have figured all of this out. Again, unless it's income tax return, income tax fraud, it's too late to prosecute. Pardon me. It's not too late to prosecute Hunter Biden for failure to register as a foreign agent if the government decides that Burisma was substantially owned or controlled by the Ukrainian government, and by representing Burisma, the younger Biden was, in fact, a foreign agent and didn't report it. That's a felony.
So, you know, that's an interesting angle. I've thought of that myself. What I'm imagining, there's probably no precedent to really even point at here, but to say, hey, can you impeach a president, a sitting president, for something they did while they were vice president? I mean, is there precedent there, or is this something that's open and shut? No, you can't.
Well, there is precedent for impeaching Donald Trump after he was no longer the president. So effectively, they would be impeaching Vice President Biden for something he allegedly did while he was the vice president, because they can't impeach President Biden for something he did before he was in office. There's an exception to that, but that has to do with the fraud on getting into office. So if, for example, just a hypothetical, there's evidence that Biden bribed members of the Electoral College. He could be impeached for that, even though technically he wasn't president. But that's the only exception that I'm aware of. All other impeachable events must have occurred after the office holder legally entered the office.
At this point, I think impeachment is a necessity. And if I'm giving Kevin McCarthy any benefit of the doubt, then I'm saying, okay, he's really taking his time and he's taking his measurements to figure out what is going to be the most effective way of going about this, or what gives me the best odds of a successful impeachment here, because he's going against the Senate that has a majority Democrat, so that's already going to be tough. But again, let's say hypothetically speaking, we know, and we can get into this momentarily, we know that Hunter Biden is selling his artwork, and now James Comer has said many of those sales are made to China. We know that millions have come into the Biden family from China. Could they somehow link Biden's current foreign policy, which might be advantageous to China, to those foreign deals? Is that a possibility?
Well, before they do that, they'd have to show that the money for the sale of this so-called artwork is making its way into Joe's pocket, And then they'd have to find out whether or not Joe reported that to the IRS. That would be a far easier route for them than saying there's a quid pro quo because you are buying garbage as if it were the Mona Lisa and spending a lot of money on this garbage that you're treating as if it were the Mona Lisa. It's going to affect the president's foreign policy. I think that's a difficult case to make. If they could make it, that would be bribery. That would be a classic basis for impeachment. The Constitution says treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. The House defined lying under oath in the Clinton years as the other high crimes, as an example of the other high crimes and misdemeanor. But bribery would be right smack dab in the articulated in the Constitution, but a tough case to prove.
Once again, Judge Napolitano, our guest here on the Alex Jones Show. I'm telling you, folks, Judging Freedom on YouTube has become a mainstay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You believe that is going to be the most effective way to do so?
It's really the only way to do so, because a contempt of Congress has no sting. They just censured Adam Schiff. He views it as a badge of courage. And I would imagine if a Democratic Congress had censured Jim Jordan, he'd view it as a badge of courage, too.
Yeah.
But there is no badge of courage in being locked up until you cough up the information that the court has demanded of you.
All right, let's get into the Hunter Biden plea deal now, which, you know, Judge, I'm looking at this, and there's some stuff that's like, okay, I could see how that happens, but then there's some stuff that it just seems like it's impossible. I highly doubt, I mean, maybe Hunter Biden doesn't understand legal proceedings, but I highly doubt he would be hiring incompetent lawyers that would be so uninformed to think that the plea deal in the current charges are going to somehow exonerate him from the FARA investigations that's ongoing. What do you think really happened there? Do you really believe that Hunter Biden's legal team was shocked and stunned when they found out Hunter wouldn't get immunity for future crimes or for the ongoing investigations? Or do you think it was some sort of a deflection and they're just pretending that they didn't know that, even though they knew it all along, because they think this might be advantageous to keep the investigation away from Joe?
So I have probably taken about 1,500 plea bargains, plea deals in my career as a judge, and I would say a good 10 to 15% of them collapse in the courtroom. And they always collapse because of miscommunication between the two sides. I can't answer your question because I don't know the lawyers involved in this case. I do know that the federal judge had questioned the ethics of one of the members of the defense team, because the federal judge claims that one of the members of the defense team called her chambers and gave the impression that that person, a female, that she was a lawyer for the House of Representatives rather than a lawyer for Hunter Biden. Sometimes miscommunications happen. But in the courtroom, when the judge said to him, "Do you know that you could still be prosecuted for other crimes?" And he said, "No, I have immunity." She looked at the feds and says, "Are you giving him immunity? Because I don't know about it." Only the court can give immunity. So she was correct to ask for that. The government can drop a charge, but it can't give immunity. The government only gives immunity when you give the government information that it wants. Immunity is involved in the investigation of Trump and Giuliani in Georgia. We can talk about that in a little while if you choose to go there. So by asking this question about immunity and other charges, it became obvious that these people had not communicated, or that the defense thought they could pull a fast one on the prosecutors.
Yeah,
she also raised something very interesting, which you and I will appreciate, and I think everybody watching us now. The gun charge, which says it is unlawful to possess a gun, even legally, if you are a habitual drug user. She said, well, that statute might be unconstitutional. Well, what is she talking about? She's talking about the new Supreme Court opinion. It's now a year old, which says the Second Amendment shall be interpreted today the way it was understood when it was first ratified. Well, when it was first ratified, almost all the founding fathers grew and consumed a form of hemp, which was a mild hallucinogenic, and they still possessed their weapons. So this is to Hunter's benefit that she said this. The program you're going to enter, this pretrial diversionary program, might be predicated on a statute that's unconstitutional. So all of this came up. Nobody had thought about all of it or articulated all of it. Now the defendant is entitled to know all the charges against him, so that if there's five charges against him, he's going to plead guilty to three and go to trial on two. He needs to know that. And the government is obliged to inform him of that. So we won't know where this goes. I think the new date is somewhere around the 27th, 8th, or 9th of this month, of August, exactly what the plea deal will be. But whatever it is, they know with this judge a Democrat appointed by Donald Trump, that this judge is going to want to know everything before she accepts anything.
You know, I would imagine most Second Amendment activists would probably argue for Hunter Biden's Second Amendment rights, whether he's just railed a line of Parmesan cheese or he's been sober for 2 years. So that's an interesting one that may come up in this. But let me ask you this, because again, when you, and you know, lawyers don't throw terms and phrases out there without meaning. The word immunity has very important legal meaning. For Hunter Biden to be confused about that and to have that word used doesn't seem accidental. Do you think Hunter was under the impression that he was going to get immunity? And on the larger issue, do you think maybe there is a level of cooperation somewhere within the Biden family or their associates where people are thinking they're getting immunity? How does that even get brought up?
It's a great question. It is a technical term. I don't know. Obviously, I don't know the guy. I don't know what Hunter Biden's understanding of immunity is, but immunity is never given for free. Immunity is given, and it's got to be approved, unless it's the Congress granting immunity, like they did to Ollie North. If the prosecutors are going to grant immunity, it requires the approval of a judge, and it is always, underscore always, a quid pro quo. It is always, we're giving you immunity in return for what you are giving us. So in the fake elector situation in Georgia, there are 16 Republicans who signed documents saying they are the true electors from Georgia. The government says all 16 committed perjury. The government gave immunity to 12 of them, not because they like them, but because those 12 have said something to the grand jury, probably about Donald Trump or Rudy Giuliani, that the government wanted them to say. So the government more or less bribed them by giving them immunity. So back to Hunter Biden, immunity is just the wrong word. The government can say, we have 5 charges against you. You're pleading guilty to 2. You're entering into a diversionary program on 1. We're dropping the other 2. They can do that. But to use that word immunity always means a quid pro quo. And again, unless it involves Congress, requires the approval of a judge. That's probably what made her ears go up when he used that word. Where he got that word from, I don't know. It is possible that as a layperson, as a non-lawyer, he thought that the dismissal of other charges or a decision not to prosecute was a form of immunity. It's not.
Well, he did tell the judge that he had his bar license. So, I mean, he's technically claiming he understands the law, but then making that mistake. I do want to get into the Trump stuff. We got 60 seconds left here. I'm just curious, would a judge ever be curious enough during a deferred sentence like this, if a situation happens and you find drugs and paraphernalia at the house where you're either residing or doing business with your father, would the court be interested to find out if the drugs were yours?
Even if it's the biggest and most famous house in the country. The short answer is yes.
Okay. Well, that's good. All right. When we come back from this break with Judge Napolitano, we'll get into Trump's legal woes that are ahead of him. But I'm telling you, folks, when I log on to YouTube, one of the first channels I go to is Judging Freedom. Some of the best interviews you're going to find on the war on Ukraine, legal issues with Judge Napolitano, Judging Freedom on YouTube. He's our guest. We'll be right back.
For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full spectrum of CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more, because that's who we're getting it from. Made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top 3 or 4 CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated article lowest price, not even a lower price. Rebels in. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The host of Judging Freedom, a great YouTube channel that I frequent. Here we are on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer filling in. All right, I want to jump over to the Trump issues here, and I'm going to ask you kind of a long-form question. Feel free to take this wherever you want. But let's just put it like this, Judge. If you are Donald Trump's lawyers right now, because here's the thing. I can try to follow all the different bouncing balls, and I can try to reach and grab some of them, and some of them are real, and then some of them end up being a projection. Kind of like this obstruction of justice. Hey, they were deleting security footage from Mar-a-Lago. Okay, wait, never mind. That never happened. And so it's hard to keep up with all this. But if you're Donald Trump's lawyers right now, and I think we're all anticipating a third indictment coming soon, with all the legal stuff going on, if you're Donald Trump's lawyers, what are Donald Trump's advantages? Where are things that will go Trump's way? And then where are the things you're concerned about? Where are the things that you think are a disadvantage to Donald Trump legally as he moves forward here?
Well, I would be very concerned about January 6th, but of course I haven't seen the indictment, and so I don't know exactly what they're going to charge him with. I don't think that they would be foolish enough to charge him with inciting an insurrection. I have already written extensively on how he has substantial First Amendment protections to the speech that he gave outside the Capitol that day. Everything he said there is absolutely protected under the First Amendment. But I would be very worried about Mar-a-Lago. The evidence in that case, there is two kinds of indictments. So this is inside baseball. But every once in a while you ask a great inside baseball question, Owen. There's a silent indictment and there's a screaming indictment. A silent indictment lays out the charges against the defendant that the government says it can prove. A screaming indictment lays out the charges and provides all the evidence that the government has. These two Mar-a-Lago indictments, the original and the superseding, are both screaming indictments. There is far more evidence in there than is normally in an indictment, and the evidence of guilt is overwhelming. Overwhelming. The most recent indictment, the superseding indictment, which basically reincorporates everything in the original indictment and then adds a few new charges, basically shows how the government will prove intent. Federal crimes, the feds have to prove intent, that you knew what you were doing and intended to do it. So if the police are knocking at your door and you run away, flight is an indication of intent. If your house is filled with security cameras and you tell the people that run them, you better erase them or you better hide these boxes before the FBI comes, that's evidence of intent. So those are the things that they added. Not that the security cameras were destroyed or deleted, but that he ordered them destroyed or deleted. And that wasn't done. That is an attempt to obstruct justice and its consciousness of guilt. That's what I'd be worried about. The other thing I'd be worried about, Owen, is that most of the evidence in this Mar-a-Lago case comes from the mouths of his former lawyers. Now, he had every reason to believe that everything he said to them was protected by the attorney-client privilege. He's not a lawyer. He can't be charged with knowing what the exceptions to the attorney-client privilege are. But the feds persuaded a federal judge that the communications he had with his lawyers were outside the attorney-client privilege. Therefore, the lawyers had to surrender their notes, and therefore the lawyers had to testify before the grand jury, and therefore those lawyers, they obviously don't represent him anymore, will be witnesses against him at trial. He has a very good shot at suppressing that evidence. If he does, there's a big hole in the government's case.
Now, just to get technical here to the lay audience, why is that? When does the attorney-client privilege get waived?
So you're a lawyer, and the client comes to you and says, I just robbed a bank and expect to be charged, or I expect to be charged with robbing a bank. What are my defenses? You go through the defenses. It wasn't you. You weren't there. The money was yours anyway. Insanity. You don't remember. The bank stole the money from you. Whatever the defenses are. That conversation is privileged. But if you're the lawyer and the client comes to you and says, I plan to rob a bank, and I need your guidance as to what defenses will be available to me if I do so, that conversation is not privileged. That is called the crime fraud exception to the attorney-client privilege. And it states, in general terms, if the client plans to use the lawyer's advice to perpetrate a fraud or commit a crime, then the communications about that subject matter, not everything they said, but about that subject matter, are not privileged. So in this case, remember, the National Archives asked for these documents. They sent 15 boxes back. The National Archives, which apparently counted every slip of paper in the White House, said there's still, you know, 100 boxes that aren't accounted for. Then went to the DOJ. Then the DOJ convened a grand jury. Then the grand jury sent a grand jury subpoena. When Trump told his lawyers, told lawyer A to tell lawyer B that lawyer C had conducted a search and there were no documents in the house still subject to the subpoena, and lawyer B said that under oath, that the government persuaded a federal judge was Trump using his lawyers to perpetrate a fraud on the grand jury and to commit a crime because it's perjury. And therefore, the communications with the lawyers is not privileged. Trump's people appealed that determination and a federal appellate court upheld it by a vote of 3-0. That triggered the surrender of the notes, and one of his lawyers kept shorthand. And one of the lawyers took down verbatim everything in the conversations. And in one of those conversations, Trump said, I want you to take these documents, national defense information, out of Mar-a-Lago to your hotel room and pluck out the real serious ones. And then it would be nice if they didn't return. Well, when the grand jury heard that, they voted to indict immediately. How did the grand jury hear it? Because the lawyer told them. How did the lawyer told them? Told them because four federal judges ruled that there was no longer an attorney-client privilege. So my argument would be, how could Trump possibly know what is subject to the attorney-client privilege or not? He's been using lawyers his entire life and always believed everything he said to them was privileged. Now, when I went to law school, the crime fraud exception to the attorney-client privilege did not exist. There were no exceptions. Everything was sacrosanct. It's up to the client. If the client wants to reveal what the lawyer told him, the client can. But if the client says to the lawyer, zip your lip, your lips are zipped. But the law has since changed to insert this crime fraud exception.
And there's no grandfather clause into that, I would imagine. Trump can't claim that, oh, it wasn't always like this.
No, that would not help him. The only thing Trump can claim is that this was sprung on him. He didn't know about it. All of his life, he believed that it was like going to confession. It could never be revealed. I don't think that will work, but that's about the best shot he has. Short of that, and I know he doesn't want to do it, and I know he doesn't want to hear this, and I say this as somebody who's been his friend for 35 years, and I have a lot of respect and personal affection for him. I mean, he once picked me up like I was a baby and kissed me. I mean, I really have a unique relationship with him. He should consider...
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Way on the judges that are involved in this. I mean, whether you believe this is politically motivated or not, obviously that is in the judge's mind. And I'm not saying the judges can't act impartially. We can judge that based on what goes on. But I mean, how much does that weigh on these judges? I mean, we're talking about these are some of the most politically implicated cases in U.S. history, and that has to weigh on these judges.
Well, it does from a human perspective, I can tell you that, having been there, not on the federal bench, but on the state bench, and having tried very high-profile cases. But legally, the argument that this is a political interference is not one that the court will even hear. That is not a cognizable defense. That would come out of Trump's mouth, because that is basically an argument for jury nullification. So jury nullification says, put aside guilt or innocence. This is a case that shouldn't be brought against this defendant in this courtroom at this time. Now, there is precedent for jury nullification in this country. Judges hate it. Judges will not tell juries about it, but there are ways for sophisticated defense counsel to remind the jury that even if they believe the government has proven the defendant guilty beyond a reasonable doubt and to a moral certainty, they can still acquit if they believe that this charge should not have been brought against this defendant in this courtroom at this time.
Well, and jury nullification, for those out there, if you get a notice for jury duty when they're selecting, just don't even say anything. Just say jury nullification. They'll get you out of that courtroom faster than you can split a wig.
Correct.
But this
Correct.
Might be the one case where Trump's legal team might actually want jury nullification. They might hear somebody say that and say, we need to actually try to keep this guy. Now, obviously, the prosecutors are going to want to get anybody that has that notion out of the courtroom. But that might be a strategy at this point for Trump's lawyers.
If the government can prove everything in the superseding indictment, if they can prove everything, if they can prove 90%, if they can prove 60% of what's in there, Trump's best out is jury nullification. And the basis for it would come out of his mouth on the witness stand. And then a very, very sophisticated argument that doesn't mention that that phrase. An argument like, you know, if you believe these charges shouldn't have been brought, you can do the right thing. I don't think a judge would interfere with that. But if you ask for permission to argue jury nullification, you are hearing out of the mouth the only judge in the United States that permitted that.
So that would be another groundbreaking phenomenon for these legal proceedings.
Indeed.
Now, Trump's defense, his continued defense, is the Presidential Records Act and the Bill Clinton Sox case. How strong is that defense, Judge?
Not at all. Not at all. The Bill Clinton Sox case was based on a plea deal that the feds worked out, which resulted in the prosecutor becoming a federal judge. It was reprehensible, but that happens. The Presidential Records Act basically says if you want something back from the White House after you left, you can't take it with you, but if you want to identify things back, tell us and we'll look at them and decide if you can have them. They are not a defense to the unlawful criminal retention of documents.
So let's try to have an exercise here. Let's have Judge Napolitano put the gavel down, take the robe off. When you see all of this going on, whether it's the Trump legal issues, the Biden legal issues, both of them happening at the same time, the tit for tat with the charges, the indictments, the testimony, new indictments, everything that's going on. What do you think about? Where do you see our country is at right now? This is a Cold War DC is what I see.
I want to know what Robert Hur, H-U-R, the Republican special counsel investigating Joe Biden has. I want to know that, whether I'm Kevin McCarthy or whether I'm Andrew Napolitano, voter in New Jersey. You asked me to take my judicial hat off. I want to know what that is. Is it national defense information? Or sometimes things are made secret that are silly. Or is it a silliness? Was it intentional or was it an accident? And why is it that Jack Smith has completed his investigation of hundreds of national defense documents and Robert Hur has not completed his investigation of fewer than a dozen? That's what I want to know. Big picture, I believe I agree with what I know Alex has said and I think you have said. The country is on the verge of falling apart. Your grandchildren will not know the United States of America as you and I and the people watching and listening to us now do. The federal government will collapse of its own weight. We will break off into separate republics. Texas will be where you are, will be a very desirable place to live. The Northeast, where I live, will probably be even more heavily regulated than it is now. But we can't continue with this debt, and we can't continue with the empire building, and we can't continue with the perpetual wars. It'll catch up with us and crush us.
Yes, I know Colonel Douglas McGregor has said similar things, especially in regards to the war in Ukraine. Now, look, you tell somebody like that, you tell somebody like me that, I'm thinking, okay, how can I push fast forward here? Let this corrupt government collapse. Let them get out of my lives. But let's say you're trying to get ahead of this. Let's say you're the governor of Texas, since you use that as an example, or maybe the governor of Florida like Ron DeSantis. What type of measurements can you make to put your state in the best position to do so? I mean, to me, the obvious one would be if you're concerned about political corruption in D.C., or if you're concerned about politically motivated charges, investigations, FBI, whatever, is there some sort of a move that a governor can make that says, hey, look, the federal government has no bureaucracies have no jurisdiction in my state. We will cooperate with you if you request it, but you can't come in here as the FBI or any federal bureaucracy and take our citizens. We won't send them to you. We're not going to cooperate willy nilly. You're going to have to get our cooperation. Is there something that can be done to avoid any further political persecution if that's what a governor is afraid of?
All right. So there's two ways to look at it. One is there's Supreme Court opinion called Texas versus White, which has to do with a guy from Texas redeeming Confederate bonds after the war between the states was over. And the Supreme Court said for a state to leave the Union would require the consent of three-quarters of the others. There's no authority for that. That is just the opinion of the Chief Justice who put that in the case. It's what we call dicta. It's a statement unsupported by fact, unsupported by precedent, and not necessary for the resolution of the outcome of the case. The other way to look at this is, and this is the nuclear option, Texas was an independent republic before it became a state, as was Vermont. Texas and Vermont each retained the right to secede when they joined the Union. So Texas would begin gradually by nullifying federal statutes which violate the Texas state constitution and eventually move toward secession. I don't know what the outcome would be, and I don't know how long it would take. But I can just imagine the IRS and that crowd reacting if they couldn't get their hands on cash from Texans.
Oh, they would go absolutely into conniption fits, and quite frankly, I'd be here to watch it like a 4th of July fireworks show. But Texas seceding, I mean, Vermont, that would be a little more interesting. You're right, they're kind of in the belly of the beast in the Northeast. If Texas did secede, we have actually a massive movement here, the Texas secession movement. It's at the Capitol every day. They're influencing politicians. The governor here has flirted with the idea of ending property taxes. I know you've been a loyal New Jersey, New Yorker your whole life, but would Judge Napolitano, freedom-loving American, think about moving down to Texas?
Yes.
Yes. We would gladly welcome you with open arms. I'd pick you up and kiss you like Donald Trump.
You got to show me some good Italian restaurants.
Uh-oh. Well, that might be a little more challenging, but I'll work hard to find some. Judge Napolitano, really appreciate your time today. Again, folks, Judging Freedom on YouTube, I'm telling you, it's a daily visit for me, the great interviews you're doing there. Judge, what's coming next on your show?
Well, we have Colonel McGregor, Iron Scott Ritter on Thursday. I have Matthew Ho now, H-O-H. Captain, retired Marine Corps Reserve, in the State Department in the Trump administration. He just devastates the CIA, the MI6, and the DOD for their intellectual dishonesty in the Ukraine war. And I'm very much looking forward to him doing a dance on their heads just 15 minutes from now at 3:15 Eastern.
All right, I'll be looking forward to watching that archive later as well. Judge Napolitano, Godspeed and God bless. Thank you for your time today. You're a great American.
Thank you, Owen. Always a pleasure. My best to Alex, to you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.